Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States House of Representatives overwhelmingly voted to provide a total of $95 billion in foreign aid over the weekend. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has more.
The bill contains $60 billion in aid for Kyiv now in its third year of war with Moscow. It includes $26 billion for Israel's war effort against Hamas, as well as humanitarian aid for civilians in conflict zones like Gaza. And another $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific region, where Taiwan continues readiness exercises should China invade. The legislation now moves to the Senate, where a vote should come early this week, advancing the measure to U.S. President Joe Biden's desk for his signature. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
Iran's supreme leader has dismissed any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. Its acknowledgement that few projectiles actually made it through to their targets despite launching a massive assault. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's comments on Sunday before senior military leaders didn't touch on the apparent Israeli retaliatory strike on Friday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday he would fight against sanctions being imposed on any Israeli military units after media reported that Washington was planning such a step against a battalion for alleged rights violations. Axios News site on Saturday reported Washington was planning to impose sanctions on an Israeli battalion that is operated in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military says the battalion is an active combat unit that operates according to the principles of international law.